Today in Security from Wired.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
A hacking spree, a fight for open internet, and more news. By Alex Baker Whitcomb. Hackers are hacking, Portland is leading the charge for open internet, and Paris is pondering what to do with what's left of the Notre Dame Cathedral. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. A hacker group is on a hijacking spree. Over the past 3 years, insidious supply chain attacks on at least 6 companies have all been tied to a single group of hackers. What is a supply chain attack, you ask? It's when hackers hide malicious code within app and software updates, two things most users implicitly trust. Supply chain attacks like the ones this group carried out affect thousands or millions of computers in a single operation. Portland could lead the fight for open internet. Portland, Oregon, could be ground zero for the fight for net neutrality in the U.S. Back in the 1990s, the city fought AT&T to open its cable lines. Now Portland is considering a publicly owned open-access fiber network, which would allow it to blaze a new trail of open internet access for all. Cocktail conversation. What burned away in the Notre Dame Cathedral fire last month wasn't just a technical marvel of the 12th and 13th century engineering. It was also a piece of history. Now the question remains, what should replace it? Is it worth trying to replicate? Or is it time to build a marvel of the 21st century? Or a mix of both? Wired recommends Wired. A little over a year ago, Wired launched a paywall. Why? Because we believed it was important for us to be beholden to you, our readers, listeners, viewers, and event attendees. A paywall incentivized us to focus on things people love or crave to know, instead of just things they might click, to earn subscriptions and support. So, how has it gone so far? Pretty darn well for the most part. And you can have all access to Wired, both print and digital, plus a slew of other benefits, for just $10 a year. More news you can use. Riding a scooter? You should really protect your head.